Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Human achievement can be slow. 200,000 years to go from the wheel to your jalopy? Really? But today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply. When AI is everywhere, every process can be automated and accelerated. Accelerated. UiPath, the AI everywhere foundation of innovation.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2225. Need motivation? Be the motivation. By Joel of 5amjoel.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every single day of the year with permission from the authors. And we're going to get right to it as we optimize your life. Need motivation? Be the motivation. By Joel of 5amjoel.com. When I was younger, I got turned down for a job promotion at work. When I asked the hiring manager for reasons why I didn't get the job, he said that something during my interview worried him. Apparently, when he asked me about teamwork, I told him, "My teammates and I depend on each other for encouragement and motivation on the days when we're feeling a little down." I can't remember saying this specifically in the interview, but it doesn't matter. He heard what he heard. So, what's wrong with this? Seems like a harmless comment about teammates, camaraderie, and bonding with other employees, right? I thought there was nothing wrong with showing up to work in a bad mood sometimes because your teammates can provide motivation and cheer you up. I mean, sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad, right? Well, the hiring manager went on to explain that nobody should depend on others for motivation. What if it's not there one day? He's looking to promote employees that would be self-motivated, leaders. People who come into work motivated every single day. Did you know anyone like that when you were 19 years old? Me neither. Like any constructive criticism, I took it extremely personally, overanalyzed it, got angry, had a little cry, then finally accepted this is something I might have to work on. Here's some of my overanalysis and thought process. Peter and Paul. Peter and Paul are workmates. Average 20-something-year-old dudes working in a retail cell phone store. They're happy some days and sad other days. This is okay individually, but when they get together, things get interesting. On Monday, Peter's happy, Paul is happy, and today's a good day at work. On Tuesday, Peter is sad, Paul is happy. There's a decent chance Peter can cheer up Paul. Today's an average day at work. Wednesday, Peter is sad and Paul is sad. The entire day sucks. Thursday, Peter's having a breakdown. Paul is sad, mostly about Peter. The spiral continues downward. Misery loves company and company loves more misery. I'm not a mental health professional, but I've been researching this topic for a while and found some related information I'd like to interpret. Sad seeking sad. No matter our feelings, we usually like to be around people that feel the same way. Sad people will usually seek out other sad people. Happy people naturally seek out happy people. Get to work at 8 a.m., mix of happy and sad people. By 10 a.m., the office looks like this. Happy people group together, and sad people find each other somehow. When sad people are surrounded by happy people, they can get even sadder. Feeling outnumbered can push people in the opposite direction. Happy people, seen through negative lenses, can appear annoying. Why am I sad? Some people are happy at home, but not at work. It's highly possible that extremely happy and motivated people change temperatures as soon as they get into work. Traffic during the commute, horrible bosses, or even just doing activities that you just don't like doing can wear you down. I eventually started to think differently. Slowly over the years, I've become more and more self-motivated. If I depend on others for motivation, the fate of my day is basically in their hands. That could be a good thing, but it could just as easily be a bad thing. And don't get me wrong, I still get a lot of inspiration and motivation from others everywhere in the world, but I don't rely on it. Furthermore, I believe that my self-motivation rubs off on others. Motivating others isn't my primary goal. It's an awesome side effect of being a self-motivated individual. Things catch on pretty quickly when you lead by example. Standing out at work. A recent personal example, it was March 30th, 2017. My team had a quarterly team building workshop led by a motivational speaker. One of the things John encouraged everyone to do is embrace your crazy. Your wacky, crazy ideas should be lived and shared, not hidden or run from. John and I grabbed a beer later that night and he learned about my 5 a.m. challenge and self-motivation. He encouraged me to start sharing my enthusiasm with my teammates. In fact, he said to share it with my team, family, friends, and anyone I meet. Share with everybody. Embrace your crazy. So the very next morning when I got up at 5 a.m., I sent an email to all my teammates. It said something along the lines of, I'm very excited to be a part of such a kick-ass team, and I can't wait to crush it today with you. Then the next day, I wrote another pump-up email. Then the next day and the next. Now this daily email has been going on for over 500 days. Word started to spread across my company that I was one of those annoying happy guys. People reached out to get on my morning email list. They wanted to be excited about work too. Throughout the year, my boss traveled to executive meetings all around the country and shared my email with others. Other managers and executives from around the company wanted to be included. They joined my daily email list. When I announced I was leaving the company, I had managers from all over the country emailing me good wishes and to reach out to them if I ever wanted a position on their team. Even though they had no clue who I was or what my skills were, they loved the fact that I show up to work every day motivated and help others do the same. That's great, but happy people can be really annoying. Well, yep, they certainly can be, but who would you rather hang out with? Call to action. I'm not saying everyone needs to wake up early and be excited for no reason, but I'd like to challenge you to be more self-motivated. When you wake up, have a think about why you're doing whatever you are doing. What's the end goal you're shooting for? Is it to help people? Help your family? Do you do it for the money? Your clients? You might find that answering these types of questions every now and then gets you thinking about what you want from life versus all the downsides out there. You just listened to the post titled, Need Motivation? Be the Motivation by Joel of 5amjoel.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.